Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker.
We have dozens of people that got hit by this car.
A first responder calling in the carnage in New Orleans in the early hours of New Year's Day. The death toll has risen to 15, with more than 30 injured by Shamsuddin Jabbar, U.S. citizen, Army veteran, and, we now know, ISIS sympathizer.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
President Biden speaking hours after the tragedy. CBS's Anna Schechter has more.
He had improvised explosive devices on him, multiple IEDs, and a long gun with a silencer, reportedly another gun. So he clearly planned this and made the plans to rent the vehicle, that pickup truck, an electric truck, which is particularly heavy.
CBS's Nicole Valdez on the victims.
The victims who died in the attack included 28-year-old former Princeton University football star Tiger Besh.
He was a stand-up guy that we really respected and honored.
Later today, the Sugar Bowl is set to kick off at the nearby Superdome after it was postponed due to yesterday's horrific attack.
Police in Las Vegas, meanwhile, still trying to determine if a Tesla Cybertruck that caught fire and exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's hotel had any link to the New Orleans attack.
Both vehicles, I'm being told New Orleans was rented from Turo, and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
Also under investigation, a New Year's Eve fireworks explosion in Honolulu that left at least three people dead. Hawaii Governor Josh Green.
It was a cake bomb, essentially. It was a bomb. It was fireworks, but they were put together in a way that they were so explosive. They took the table down, apparently, and then rocketed these fireworks into other caches of fireworks.
A new year, a new work regime at Amazon. CBS's Christopher Cruz has that.
The company says it expects its employees to begin working in the office 5 days a week. They'll have assigned desks like they did before the pandemic. Amazon announced its decision in September, so employees have had time to adjust or find another job.
A bunch of British voters were disgruntled over the guy who holds their top job. Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his family were ushered to the front of a three-hour-long line for a theme park ride on the island of Madeira. Boos were heard among those waiting, along with a very English exhortation, "Go to the back of the queue." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jaire Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is his next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Pete Schwabe. Just wanted to wish you a happy new year and tell you that Conrad and I are off New Year's Eve and New Year's Day spending time with our families. So we put together this show featuring several of our segments with one of our favorite guests, Terry Barr. She brings us new music every week for what we like to call Bar Band Friday Night. Hope you have a safe and happy new year, and we'll be back live January 2nd.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who does his own stunts, Pete Schwabe.
Terry Barr, ladies and gentlemen, she's won so many awards, she needs two mantles over her fireplace. It looks a little strange in the living room, but you got to be able to put those awards somewhere. She is the one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio and does so much here at Civic Media and is our friend and our favorite guest of the week on our favorite night of the week. Terry, how are you?
Hey, Pete. I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. It's nice to see you, actually.
I know. Look at us. We're actually sort of on TV together. If anybody can see the video stream, I'm actually here with you. I got a new computer. All these wonderful new things are happening.
They're here to stay. Computers are not going anywhere. It seems like you resisted it, but I'm glad you finally caved. And now we get to see each other when we talk. So it's very cool.
Excellent. I love this. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's been a good week. This is probably my favorite week of the year, Terry. The week before Christmas, it's just kind of in the air. You got the lights up. I'm a little behind on decorations this year for various reasons, but I love this week. I don't know. It's been fun.
Awesome. I know we've talked a little bit about gifts and shopping. Any luck? Yeah. Are you done?
Almost. I'll get there. It's kind of a down to the wire thing every year. I am a self-admitted horrible gift getter. In fact, gift buyer. When we are sitting around doing our gift exchange, three or four times throughout, I'll see someone a gift they got someone else, and I'll go, oh, you know, I can't think of that.
Why?
What about you?
I think of that. Yeah.
You're a good gift buyer.
I'm okay. You know, it depends who the person is. A lot of times I'll try to buy throughout the year just because, I might not find that thing again. And I know that person would really like it. But we played Rudolph Bingo with my in-laws last weekend. And I got to tell you, that was a great way to do gifts. You each brought one almost like a white elephant gift.
Okay.
We had so much fun. And then you're stealing the gifts away once because you know, I really want that gift. I don't want this one.
That's a pretty good idea. That's great because then the pressure is kind of off in a way too. Somebody might get it, not like it. Somebody that steals it might love it. So you can't really lose. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really
well. Yeah. As always, it's great to have you here on this Friday night. So let's jump in. Who do you want to talk about first? I love Jeffrey James, Mars Hall.
Yeah, let's start the holiday song, the surprise holiday song as our second part.
Great idea. All right. So tell us about Jeffrey James.
I met him years ago and liked him instantly. He is just a smile all the time. Huh. And he cares so much about everyone he meets. He's one of those guys that remembers everyone's name. And he tours the world. And I'm not kidding. This album that he is working on right now will then be his sixth album during 8 years and 15 tours of the entire world.
Wow.
I know. And, you know, you'll ask him, where are you from? And I know he stays with friends in Madison quite often. So I guess he would say he's based in Wisconsin, but he always says, I'm based everywhere and nowhere.
So he lives in Madison, though, part of the year?
Yeah, part of the time. He is here right now. And I've been chasing him, honestly, for a long time to get him to be on our MaxInc Radio music show. Finally, tomorrow night, it's going to happen. He'll be live in the studio with us from 9 to 10 o'clock all across the Civic Media Radio Network. He's got new songs to play. He's got fabulous old songs that he has written while he's been on tour to all these different countries. And I'm just really looking forward to, first of all, seeing him, hearing him. He doesn't play around the Madison area very often. So I think we're going to have some folks come and join us for his show.
Why doesn't he play around Madison much?
You know, I think it's one of those where some musicians, now I'm guessing, some musicians like to play at home, you know, since we're calling Madison kind of a home base, less than everywhere else. Because that way, when they do have a Madison show, or wherever they might be playing in Wisconsin, it's extra special because they haven't played here in a while.
That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you okay if I love the song? I don't know if I'm saying it right, Terry, but Veda Woo?
I think so. I mean, I guess I will get that exact pronunciation from him tomorrow night. Okay. One thing I know about this song, it was written when he was in Wyoming, and his grandmother added a special line to the song. So we'll have to see if we can pick that out of the song.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Perfect. Well, let's. Terry Barr is here. It's Barman Friday night. We're gonna lead off with a Jeffrey James song. You can hear him tomorrow night and live in the Lair on MaxInc Radio at between 9 and 10. Here is a song we think it's pronounced Veda Woo, but I love this song. Conrad, let's roll it.
Okay.
I see it in your eye again. You make me feel alive again. See it in your eye again, my old friend, my old friend. And won't you take me to the place where the rocks speak to you? And won't you take me to the space where it's a sacred element? Vida vu, vida vu. Vida vu, vida vu. Won't you pack your bags? We're headed to the desert today. Picture of the sun setting on the rocks out of the city. You're so pretty, the stars shine bright. Vida vu, vida vu, vida vu. This fills your heart up, wherever you are. Hope this fills your heart up, near and far. And I'm just a traveling man with my guitar. Hope this fills your heart up.
I was just saying, I don't even know why I like that song so much. It's just, it's just like, it's just a great song.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it means, but it's got such a great voice.
Yeah.
And it complements his music. The guitar is so beautiful. What do you make of that song? And it's Vita Vu, I guess. Okay.
Well, you were close. And I think it is a park or something close to it in Wyoming where he has visited. And it's been so much that he wrote this song about it. But again, we'll find out a whole lot more tomorrow night. I love his music so much. There's something about it. And like you said, I'm not even sure what it is.
Yeah.
There's just something.
It sounds like a poet. It sounds like a poem put to just sort of complimentary music, but it was very kind of intoxicating. I really liked that song. And I liked Walkthrough. You sent the other song Walkthrough. When I listened to that, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I heard Vita Vu, and I was like, oh, so thank you for indulging me. I wanted to play
absolutely that. I love that you get to choose which song you want to play, so that's really fun.
We give us great options, so thank you for that. That's Jeffrey James. He will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. The show is on from 6 to midnight, a 6-hour show every week. That's incredible. And Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10, and that's when you can hear more of Jeffrey James. And he'll do how many songs, Terry, in an hour?
Oh, you know, if we're lucky and, you know, we stop the chatter at some point, because we love to ask them questions when they're visiting, too.
Yeah.
We can fit 6 songs in an hour.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So, yes. And he's working on this new album again. So we know we're going to get some new songs, but his old songs are gorgeous. So I look forward to hearing some of those again, too.
Well, is that one a newer one or is that an older one?
I think this one was from his most recent album. Okay. And I don't think it's that old. It may only be 2 years ago, because he did win some Madison Area Music Awards and a Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award within the last year. And that's kind of the parameters when it comes to if you are eligible to win. So this song can only be 2 years old.
Wow. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't we get some background on Mars Hall? And you brought a Christmas song, which is fantastic. And we can play that if you want to give us some background, and then we can come back after the break and play that song.
Mars Hall is living in the 80s, and they are proud of it, Pete.
Oh,
they
nice.
Are just, yeah, they keep saying, if you love the 80s and you just keep playing all your old music from the 80s, forget about it, because we've got brand new 80s music for you. Classic rock band. The band is made up of guys from all across southern Wisconsin. They, too, are award winners. They've been around a really long time.
Bar Band Friday Night. We'll be right back.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Happy holidays from WFHR. It's that time of the year when you share Christmas cheer with people that you know. No matter where you go, you can always see a glow. And the people you meet as you walk down the street, the magic really shows. Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tonight because it is a bar band Friday night like we do every week here with our friend Terry Barr, who is the one of the co-hosts of Max Inc. Radio, which you can check out every Saturday night on the network here at Civic Media from 6 to 12 midnight, 6 p.m. to 12 midnight. Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And we do this every week. Terry brings us great music and we get to talk to her about it, which is fun. I was just looking up Mars Hall on their website and they look like, you have to go check out their website, folks. It's marshall.com. They just look like these weathered, cool rock stars. And you just kind of look at them and you want to go see them in concert. It's really cool.
Well, the hair, as you mentioned, they've got the hair.
They've got the hair.
The clothes, the way they kind of present themselves. Oh, they are classic rock through and through, and their music is really terrific.
Yeah,
and they don't just stand around when they're on stage.
Okay.
They run all over the place. Yeah.
That's good to know, too. I love that. I mean, what are we doing here? It's a rock concert.
Right.
and, you know, they're handsome guys, but they look like they've lived. You know, they've been in bars. It's just they have a cool look. It's actually MarsHallRockBand.com. Check it out. All right. This is the song. This is a Christmas song that they wrote that you brought for us tonight. And it's called, what's it called, Terry?
Almost Time for Christmas.
There it is. Almost Time for Christmas.
They decided about a week and a half ago to do this. Well, imagine the scramble. You haven't even written the words yet. So now you're writing the song, you're recording the song, you invite a bunch of your friends to come in and play on the song, and they churned it out and made it happen. I got a message from the guitar player who sat in with them. His name is Kurt Quickle, and Kurt said, Terry, you got to check this out. It's not like, you know, any of our traditional songs for the holiday that we hear. And that's what I think I liked so much about it. It's something new and different.
I like it. I could not agree more. Let's hear. This is Almost Time for Christmas by Mars Hall.
It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. Children on their best behavior around this time of year. It won't be long till Santa comes with presents all around. Father puts up Christmas lights so our house will be found. Santa works his reindeer, corralled out by the barn. Gertrude's in the toy shop knitting baubles out of yarn. The snow is getting deeper, the nights are getting long. Everywhere you go, it seems you hear a Christmas song. Children playing in the yard with people made of snow. The stockings will be hung to dry near the fire's glow. Meanwhile, at the North Pole, a quickening to the pace. No concerns or worries from the look on Santa's face. Grandma's in the kitchen, mother trims a tree. Father's with the neighbors, caroling with glee. The kids are off to school rehearsing for the Christmas show. It's a holiday spectacular and everyone will go. Santa's in the courtyard, loading up the sleigh. Donna's chomping at the bit, tomorrow's Christmas Day. Kids to bed, they close their eyes and ponder the words their mother said. Lest we forget the meaning of the day, the Christmas child was born today to show us all the way. It's almost time for Christmas, the time is getting near. It's almost time for Christmas, it's our favorite time of year. It's almost time for Christmas, spread good tidings and good cheer. It's almost time for Christmas and a happy new year.
I like that little medley at the end there. That's so cool.
And guess what, Pete?
What?
This is an exclusive, first time on the radio on your show, this song.
Wow. Nice. Well, thank you very much for that, Terry.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You never cease to amaze me. That's great. Thank you for bringing that. And thank you for introducing me to Jeffrey James. Outstanding stuff as always, my friend. And I hope you have a great Christmas and happy holidays. Thanks so much.
And same to you and Conrad and all of your listeners. Thank you so much. Love working with you guys.
Thank you, man. Back at you. Have a great show tomorrow night. All right. That's Terry Barr. Nice that we can see her now, Conrad. That's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you to Terry. Great stuff from Jeffrey James and Mars Hall. I think.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report making sense of the New Orleans New Year's Day truck attacker. 15 dead, more than 30 wounded. District Attorney Jason Williams.
This man used his truck in a vicious, odious way to mow down as many people as he could.
This man was Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen who we now know recently started flying an ISIS flag.
There's reporting out there that he relatively recently had become more radicalized. Obviously, flying an ISIS flag is a big indicator of that.
CBS's Anna Schechter. Las Vegas police investigating whether there's a connection with the Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside the Trump International Hotel early yesterday. CBS's Andres Gutierrez has that.
They do understand that the truck was rented from Turo, a ride-sharing app, the same one that was used in the New Orleans attack.
At least one dead, seven others injured. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Bark.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Bucks and the Nets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A rematch from 1 week ago. The Nets beat the Bucks last time they played, 111-105. The Bucks looking for some revenge when they meet up again tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, the Packers' top defensive back, Jair Alexander, had to have surgery on his right knee and is now out for the rest of the season. This will mean more snaps for second-year man Carrington Valentine.
This is next man mentality, honestly. You know, it sucks, but play football. Injuries happen. You know, you gotta keep going.
The Packers host the Bears Sunday. Quarterback Caleb Williams was asked what he thought about his former assistant coach at USC, Cliff Kingsbury, as a candidate for the next head coach of the Bears.
Yeah, I'd say I've been around Cliff. I know what type of guy he is. I know that he loves football. I know that he wants to win. He's a competitor. I've been around him, so asking him questions and things like that, I think, obviously, if he was here, I'd probably have more to say.
That's Bears quarterback Caleb Williams with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Yeah.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. This is how you light it up, folks. And we do it every Friday night with our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio. She's not just on Max Inc. Radio, though. She does featurettes for Civic Media. She's part of the new Wisco Weekend team. She does it all. And she's one of our besties, and she brings us great music every week and really fun conversation, Terry Barr. Terry, how are you?
Happy birthday to you. Or I guess it should be happy anniversary. I could probably do it in a Marilyn Monroe voice.
That was pretty good. Like. You sing it however you want. I rarely do I get people singing to me, so I don't even care if you sound bad, to be honest with you.
Awesome.
So,
yeah. And how have you been celebrating this week of your one-year anniversary on Civic Media?
Booze. Lots of booze. No, we have it's been pretty tame. I got snowed out on the day of the anniversary. I ended up doing the show from home because up here the roads were awful. And I was like, I thought, God, if I go, what if I go in a ditch or the traffic is bad? I didn't want to risk missing it. So I did the show from home, but it worked out great. Nikki Zerjev, shout out, put some balloons in here. And Conrad was a trooper. He held down the fort here. It was a lot of fun. So, and thank you for your wishes.
What a team. That's the way to do it.
It was. It was really fun. And listen, you kind of had a similar, you had an issue this week with your show where it seemed like it was in peril. And now all of a sudden you've got, man, I love the music you sent. So I am so excited to talk about this tonight.
You know, we hit midweek and we found out our person that we had scheduled for Live in the Lair was ill. Then we hit yesterday, two more of our guests are ill.
Oh, wow.
Now that means we have zero guests. And we typically have 3-4 guests that come in live to talk about shows and different things. But then we always have our one big guest that comes and plays live for an hour for the in-studio concert. And thankfully, this gentleman that is coming in, I dig his music. And I'm really looking forward to meeting him and getting to know more about him. His name is Lou Shields.
Great.
Yes. He describes himself as country blues, Americana roots type of music. And he loves nothing more than sitting on his front porch, tapping his foot and just playing his music for anybody that will listen, including the birds or the cows or whatever.
You know what's so funny? There's something about a guy, and I had a neighbor like this years ago. Oh. He would sit on his porch and play guitar, and he wasn't loud. It was just a perfect, like an acoustic guitar on a summer night. It was beautiful. And I think that the music you sent, when I clicked on the link and it went to Lou's video, I think that's a picture of him outside with his guitar, and it's perfect for the kind of music he plays.
Well, and this is interesting. He used to be in a punk band in Chicago and owned an art studio there at the same time, and then decided, you know, after touring all over the world with this punk band and then changing up the style of music he was doing, he decided to move to Wisconsin. So he lives now in the Driftless region near Viroqua, and that just seems so perfect.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Lou Shields, tell us about the song you sent. I loved it. And it seems to encompass all of those genres you just said in this one song.
Yeah. I don't know a lot about the background of this song. That's the fun part. If you listen in when we're live with him on Saturday night from 9 to 10, we ask those specific questions. And we love the answers because sometimes the musician will give us the exact answer why that song exists, why it was written, who it was written about or written for. But then other times we might get a guest on that says, I don't really want to say exactly what it's about because I want the listener to interpret the song how they want to. So it kind of goes both ways, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And I think this one kind of stands out with the words in the idea of what he means with this song.
Very well said. All right, so let's hear. This is our artist number one tonight from Terry Barr on Barr Band Friday Night here at Nightlight. Lou Shields, and the song is called Lovin' Man.
But I ain't seen you and I don't know where you've been. Well, I don't know you good, but I sure got this feeling. I feel like I've known you from some old time old yesterday. Well, I'd like to show you good, but I shut her and I walk away. Well, you understand, I'm just a crazy old man. But if you know me well, maybe I could be a loving man. Seen you on the other side of Willie Street. Got me a rupee and I was resting my old tired feet. I'm heading on back though, you know, cause I'm rolling on down the other way. You know I don't follow where the stalking ain't the way you play. Yes, you understand, I'm just a crazy old man. But if you know me good, well, yes, yes, I could be a loving man. You know, cause you're right here next to me. I'm living right now, girl, living right on right for you now. I'm feeling fine, you know, you're right here with me too now. Oh, you understand, girl, I'm your crazy old man. Lucky fella now, well, I am your loving man.
That's so great. We just got a text, Terry. During the song, Bridget from the 818 said, it sounds like John Prine. That was interesting. Oh. I didn't make that connection when I heard the song earlier today, but I could see it. There's a little Prine in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks, Bridget.
Yeah.
Here's another interesting thing about Lou. You know, he's an artist. He paints and all of those other kinds of arts. He also used to be a woodworker and had a accident where he lost two of his fingers and hurt two
what?
Others on his picking hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so listening to him play, you can only imagine how he had to kind of start over with guitar. And so he's got his whole own style.
Boy.
And how he picks. So I will be sure to get some video and photos of how he works that too with his hand.
So is he live in the Lair tomorrow?
He is.
Okay.
He is live with us from 9 to 10 tomorrow night. I cannot wait.
That's great. If you have not checked out Max Inc. Radio, folks, here on the Civic Media Network, tune in tomorrow night, 6 to midnight. Live in the Lair is from 9 to 10. And you can hear Lou Shields, who we just heard. That was just great. That harmonica. Like, I hear the harmonica, I just smile. That's how it is, you know?
Yep. And I love just the way he sings, too. It's like he's telling a story, but he's singing the story to you. And, you know, I'm a crazy old man. I love that.
And he's just singing it like it's very unique. Like, he just doesn't care. It's great.
Right.
All right. So your other artist is very different. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And this was fascinating. And I want to ask you, after we hear, did you clip the part, Conrad, that I asked you to? Okay. After we hear this, Terry, I want to ask you about this, because I feel like, let's just play it. But you want to give us a little background before we play the tune?
Sure. We are going to be listening to a band by the name of Steez. That's Steez. And if you don't know what Steez means, if you look it up, it's impressive style of dress or an impressive style of doing things. And when you listen to these guys, you can hear they're impressive. They are high energy. They are danceable, what they call creep funk.
I did look that that word up, and I went with the second definition. It says the quality of being effortlessly stylish or fashionable. And I thought that described them well, too, because they just don't seem to care. But it's all instrumental, right? I mean, yeah. I went through a lot of that video. I didn't see any real lyrics or singing, for that matter.
No. It's a bunch of guys that have been together since 2003. They live across Wisconsin, and then they tour all over the Midwest. They are really booked when there's outdoor festivals. But they do a holiday show every single year in Madison, and if you don't get your tickets ahead of time, it sells out every single year. They are a high-demand kind of band because everybody just really enjoys the funk and getting out and just kind of doing your own sort of dance to the music.
They're all kind of like in their own world, but they play together. But let's hear it. And this is just from one of their jams, right? We just clipped a couple minutes. So should we just play it?
Yep, absolutely.
All right,
it's a live jam.
Yep. A live jam. There you go. This is Steez. Was that in a movie, or do they do movie work? It sounded so familiar to me.
It does sound familiar now that I'm listening to it again.
Yeah.
They do cover songs, too. Most of their music is original and totally comes out of their jam. But they cover stuff from Britney Spears and Madonna. And so this could just be one of those little, you know, they grabbed it, covered it, and put it in one of their original songs.
That's so great.
It's pretty fun.
It is. They're really fun to watch. And that video, if you just Google, folks, Steez, and go to YouTube, I think you just labeled it as Band Jam or something. But the stage is really cool. It's lit well. And these guys are just really having a great time. So they're coming on tomorrow night to talk about new music and new shows coming up.
Yeah, isn't that terrific? And
that's
the big
great.
Show, well, they have one tonight in Milwaukee. They're the headliner at this new place in Milwaukee called the Vivarium. And it's like a 1,500-seat place.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, nice. And I don't think it's quite sold out, but, you know, if people are interested in listening, they can still get over there for that show. It's a little bit later tonight. And then they've got a show in Madison at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, and it's called the Creep Funk Christmas Jam. That's Saturday, December 14th.
That's great. Well, it sounds like for almost having no show, you did pretty well here last minute. These guys, they both sound great.
Send me, I know you. Send me, darling, you. Send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do.
Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic: take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey! Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabe, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest, and she is with us every Friday at 7:35, bringing us fantastic music and just really fun chat. Terry Barr is here. Congrats again to Terry on winning the radio music. What is it, Terry? The Radio Music Personality of the Year. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Basically, that's what it says.
So
yes.
Great. So great. All right. So here's the second song Terry brought with her tonight. Blythe Gamble and the Rolling Dice. And the song is called I Feel So Much Better. Should we just jump right into it, Terry, and then see if we have time to discuss?
Let me tell you quick how Blythe describes it. A lonely gal with a snake for a man friend.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Now listen for that in the
song. That sounds like trouble. Okay. Let's go, Conrad.
If
think of a better way to go out into the weekend. What a fun song. I love the blues so much. She's got a great voice.
Well, and there she is, the female vocalist of the year for the Madison area. Fabulous Blythe Campbell.
Totally, totally see that. That is really great. Terry, give us the information one more time for the Halloween concert you guys are sponsoring.
That Halloween concert is going to be at the High Noon Saloon. There's quite a few bands. Starts at 7 o'clock, and this is one of those where they come in and play a tribute, do the whole dress-up thing, of course. And you could actually get it off the Earthlings website, earthlingsband.com. If you like Blythe, check out her website, too. Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E, Gamble, music.com. Blythe
so
doesn't
great.
Play as often as she used to, but I sure hope she will get back out there again.
Well, we are very happy that you once again shared great music with us. Terry, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your award. And already,
you,
I'm
guys.
Looking forward
and
to
thanks,
next
everybody.
Friday.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
You too. Happy Halloween. All right. That's Terry Barr. Barr Band Friday Night, another one in the books. Great tunes.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Vicki Barker, piecing together the New Orleans massacre.
I need EMS, I can now, I'm burning now.
Police radio calls paint a picture of the carnage after the New Year's Day terror attack here in New Orleans.
I got at least maybe 12 to 15 people hit by this vehicle.
Investigators say 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran Shamsa Din Jabbar used a rented pickup truck to run into and over some 45 people on Bourbon Street.
In the 200 block, multiple casualties that may be going 10-7.
Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
15 people dead, more than 30 wounded. Police shot and killed Jabbar after they say he shot two cops.
Investigators are homing in on his online presence. They're interviewing family members, associates. They're looking for co-conspirators, anyone who might have supported.